Gift of the Heart presents Andrew's Angels on the show you are listening to today. A Gift of the Heart is the proud sponsor of this show. Our mission, to donate a substantial portion of our net profits to children with cancer and families in need. While we understand the sadness of losing a loved one, organ donation can help save 8 lives. Our team, including Andrew's Angels on this show, embrace life, and together we want to inspire emotion, humility, humanity, and faith. Go to agiftoftheheart.com. Remember, that's agiftoftheheart.com. Books available are African Sunrise, Turn Your Heart On, and The Actor's Handbook. Or simply hit the donate button. Go immediately to agiftoftheheart.com during the show and show your support today. For a special gift with your order, type in the code Andrew's Angels. agiftoftheheart.com. Go there now.
Well, hello,
hi.
Everyone.
Emily. Hi, Janet.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Marielle?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. We have a special guest today, and that would be Diana Cherry. And because of the subject matter, it's very important with our audience. This is like the biggest shows we have are on domestic violence. And she does great things for domestic violence survivors and victims. So instead of closing the show out with saying, if you haven't heard that you're loved today, Janet and I will tell you that we love you.
We love you.
We do love you. Anyway, Janet, take it away with Diana, and I'll interject when I have a question. Thank you.
Sure. So we have Diana Cherry on, and she is the founder of Armored Angels. And what she does is she raises money to assist domestic violence victims, and she has just incredible things that she makes that are inspired by angels, and it's just so beautiful. You have to see all the things that she sells. It's like a beautiful. It's such a beautiful story that she has to share too. So, welcome to the show, Diana. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you, ladies, today?
Great.
Doing great.
Great.
Doesn't some of the money from the Angels product, I did get to look at that, Armored Angels, go to help some domestic violence people?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. Can you repeat the question?
I don't know if Janet mentioned that some of the money that you get from your Armored Angels fashion line and some really cool stuff that I sell online does go to help domestic violence victims.
Yes, what will happen is 50% of profits will go towards the St. Michael Armored Angel Relief Fund. It is a fund that I developed myself. It's a monetary grant program. And what it basically is it is a grant program that will pay up to $2,500 per recipient. It will pay for 1 month's rent or mortgage. It will pay up their utility balances, not just the disconnect, but it will pay up the balances, and then food and clothing will be in the form of a gift card. Now, there's kind of a twist on this program that's never really been done before. You know, after seeing all the holes in the system and speaking to victims, it just came up this way to where I thought, it needs another twist. We need to go a little further with this. So what it also does is anyone who is living with a relative or in a shelter that has a court-ordered order of protection can also get their deposit and first month's rent paid along with connecting their utilities, and then food and clothing would apply here in the form of a gift card as well. And these grants will be paid directly to the debtors. So basically, it's to get them independent, to get them away from the abuse and not go back. Many programs in the past, I'm in Illinois. There's not a whole lot in Illinois right now. And in the past, certain programs have given to women who have, let's say, have been away from their abuser approximately 6 months. I have put that cutoff at 3 months. Because let's face it, ladies, in 6 months, if someone doesn't have adequate monies coming in, they've already lost their apartment or their home. So yeah. with doing my research, the third leading cause of homelessness in this country is because of financial abuse. So that's where all of this kind of tied in together, you know, to make sure that we can get these women on their feet so they don't have to go back to the abuse. Because, you know, basically when they go to a shelter, they can only stay there for so long. And, you know,
yeah.
depending on if they're living with a relative. You know, I mean, come on, let's be real. That all kind of brings on a little extra family drama when someone has to move in with someone else in the family, you know. So independence is good. So that's where all this has come from, you know, just to get them independent so they're on their own and they don't have to go back to that abuse.
That's wonderful. You know, I know I spoke to you before, Diana. You told me about your story, which is such an inspiring story. So can you share that story with the listeners?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it actually kind of turned into this thing. And originally, I was talking to victims because I was doing a article piece on domestic violence. And the more I talked to them, the more I was informed, and, you know, the more I saw that there was just so many holes in the system. And it's kind of how it all came about. And one day I was kind of like, you know, searching for an answer. I'm like, you know, what's the answer for all these women and, you know, and how can, you know, things change? And ironically, I was on the computer. I typed in St. Michael. You know, I was just looking at all these different St. Michael images, and, you know, many of them are just very beautiful. And I came across this one photo, and I thought to myself, you know, wow, look at that armor. You know, I love armor. I have armor in my house. I have a full-size suit of armor, and I have swords on the wall.
Wow.
And anyway, I thought to myself, he's an armored angel. And then literally the title of the St. Michael Armored Angel Relief Fund popped in my head, and I said it out loud. It was just one of those moments. That was my aha moment. And I thought,
wow,
you know, that's the answer. They need a relief fund. And that's kind of how it all came about.
I love what stood out to me the most, because I didn't have a lot. I didn't get to talk to you. I didn't have a lot of time to look at you. I was on a cyber fest. But what stood out the most was the armored, like, bracelet that you had.
I had my armor a couple years ago. And I just love armor. I bought some for myself. And, you know, I didn't buy it a couple of years ago with that intention. And it just, like I said, it turned into this thing. And it was funny because...
Are those your own designs, those? Or is that, do you get that
those
from
are,
somewhere?
Those are custom made. They're custom made from a company that has been putting out armor for many years now. And the design, the snake design on there, I didn't ask for. They just give you your own unique piece. So it just turned out that they gave me a snake design. It's kind of cool.
Snakes are actually in indigenous countries, sort of like the Mayan countries, and even in old Israel, snakes are actually meant to be healing and positive in a lot of cultures. But what I wanted to say was, Janet has a lot of contact with fashion people, and she's judged fashion shows and things in New York City. And I have dubbed her Wonder Woman because she helped save my life, and she's helped a lot of people. And she literally is like Wonder Woman, and a lot of our listeners know that, and they talk about it, and we even had a Jarrett Martino who did Stronger Than Pretty. He's also doing hashtag Me Too with all the sex abuse.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, his mother is called Wonder Woman and had an email as Wonder Woman, so I thought, that looks like Wonder Woman armor, and Janet should be one of the models.
Right.
Could have Janet model it. She is known online as what she is, Wonder Woman. So it's just
nice.
Such a coincidence. I could see her in that.
Yeah, I did do a fashion show in Chicago here recently, and everyone just loved the bracers. They love the armor.
Well, we all have to put on spiritual armor, especially people that have been abused.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, ladies, it just kind of turned into this thing. And the other day I was looking in the dining room in my china cabinet, and I always collected those seraphim angels. And then I thought to myself, well, I've got all this armor, and I've got angels in the china cabinet. I mean, I was kind of like the armored angel all along. It's so funny how things turn out, you know, in life. So, yeah, it was just kind of synchronicity. It just kind of all happened. But, you know, if some good can come out of it, that's great, you know. And I wanted to mention, too, that, you know, I talked to a lot of victims and survivors, and I wanted to say, you know, that there's nothing comical, of course, about domestic violence at all. But I would say it's like the after effect once a victim or a survivor has been away from it for quite some time. There is that one kind of negative that they will kind of take that they've per se heard from the grapevine. You know, and I've had victims tell me, you know, and in a way, it kind of gives them a little bit of satisfaction. So they'll say, well, you know, he's losing his teeth. You know, you know, he's got to get all of his teeth pulled, and, you know, it's just that one little thing, and, you know, and you have to realize, too, that I think all of us women know this already, but, you know, these women have been treated horribly by these abusers,
yeah.
So sometimes there's not a whole lot of empathy, and sometimes, you know, or sympathy, and sometimes they can forgive, but they can never forget, you know.
Yeah, that
gives them a little bit of satisfaction. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've forgiven my abusers.
I'll
talk with you about that in private. I've talked about it on the show of my past abusers. I have a friend that has a really bad situation. I don't want to talk about breaking anonymity on this show, but laughter really does seem to be the best medicine. I'm in 12
steps.
Yes,
it does. It does. And that's like their little laugh that they get, you know. It's just a little bit of satisfaction for them, you know. And you know, I spoke with you the fact that I'm a survivor too. So, you know,
I didn't hear that in the story. Did you say that on the
tell us brief, tell us brief, tell us briefly, Diana, about your experience.
Well, I won't get into it really in depth, but I can say that I was treated very badly, and it was on a regular basis, and I think, you know, that's another reason that I'm so passionate about this, and I think it's very healing for me as well when I speak to other victims and survivors, because I share that on a personal basis, you know, with them, so I can relate. So, you know, it's nice. It's always nice for someone to talk to somebody who can relate with the same kind of situation. So, and you know, it's a healing process for them. It's a healing process for me. And I've noticed when I'm out doing PR work how it's very healing for men as well. And men talk to me about their experience, and they tell me how they have, you know, watched their mothers just been treated horribly for years, and how they have grown and grown as a man and raised their own children and taught their children never to hit a woman, never be disrespectful to a woman. And, you know, so that's nice to hear that a lot of them don't repeat. You know, they always say break the chain of violence, you know, because it's learned behavior, right? So it can be passed down from generation to generation. And a lot of these guys here recently, I spoke to a gentleman, and he told me he did get his wake-up call, and he realized what he was doing, and he stopped it. And that's what's nice, when a man can get the wake-up call, because many don't, unfortunately.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of male victims, too. I've treated male victims of domestic violence and have friends that are, like, sexual abuse victims.
Yes.
Even one of our regular guests and mentors, Larry Lawton, was abused in the prison system, and now he's a police officer and trains people across the country. So what would you tell somebody How did you get the help that you needed? Because you're offering such a great thing for people. It's unprecedented because the shelters are full. If somebody doesn't have a little kid, you can't go to a shelter unless you have kids, and they're all full, at least out here in L.A. What would you tell somebody, like what you did to seek healing? Did you go to a therapist, a group therapy, a 12-step program? Did you create your own spiritual bond with some? I mean, was it creating this?
I have kind of, you know, had a little bit of an awakening myself. And I actually, like on Instagram, I'm ArmoredAngel1, and I get a lot of spiritual people who are also awake like I am. And you know, I've read up on the subject, and, you know, you have to have really, really suffered to become awake. And, you know, I did plenty of that. And, you know, I just kind of went within, and, you know, I speak to a lot of spiritual people, and I relate to them. And, you know, I'm Catholic, too. And, you know, I went within, and I just keep thinking every day. I pray every day, and I keep thinking, keep going, because eventually, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel will come, you know. So, and, you know, we're in the development stage right now. So basically, I have about 15 products that will be available, and, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I realize that. And, you know, I just keep going. And,
I'm
you know.
I'm happy that you said that, because it is progress, not perfection.
Right.
People can be spiritually awake and be taking care of an elder or something that is, has got dementia and is being violent and not know what to do.
Right, right,
spiritual process,
right.
The spiritual process of hope that you just offered is huge, because it is, you know, everything does change. That's what we can count on. Life changes. And Janet is really good about, both with me, teaching me about staying positive. And
right.
This is just, you know, from trauma that I had that started to come up in my later years.
Right. And, you know, a lot of victims, unfortunately, a lot of victims need counseling. A lot of victims can't afford counseling. So, you know, when it comes to that, I always tell them, you know, try to seek in your community if there is any free counseling anywhere so they can get the counseling. And, you know, that's important. But if they can't afford it, they can't afford it. I'm sorry?
I wanted to know if Janet wanted to talk anything about her experiences with treating people or anything like that.
Yeah, you know, well, you just said about free counseling, Diana. You know, I'm a domestic violence survivor myself, so I can relate. As you know, we discussed this, and, you know, when I first started doing my life coaching, my heart is for women who have been abused like I have, and you know, I offered my services for free for so many women. And this was like when Facebook first started, and I was shocked to how many women were reaching out to me. I mean, it was overwhelming to me because I couldn't help them all. I just didn't have enough hours
right.
in the day. And so that's, you know, one of the things that I started doing was, you know, posting my positive motivational posts, because, you know, one of the things that I realized was that most of these women had low self-esteem. They had,
yes.
you know, they didn't, their worth, they had, you know, their worth was basically gone. And so I started
yes.
posting things on Facebook. I've been posting now for like, you know, with 6 or 7 years. And I just said, you know what, I can reach more people this way. And then that's kind of how it started. But that's one of the reasons why I started posting what I do on, you know, on a consistent basis, was to reach out to these women, because their self-esteem
yes.
and self-worth, you know, you understand that because you've been there. You know, it just completely goes out the door. And
yes,
you have to find yourself, right?
I'm getting God
yeah.
right now, Janet, because that's how we were kind of connected. I'm getting chills, and it's hot out here in California. I'm getting those chills. Wow, you know, being somebody in a 12-step program, and I had a history of relapsing every 5 or 6 years, and I was working that 12-step program perfectly. I became an addictions counselor. I'm a doctor. I was a guest expert, and I was still suffering. And, you know, root issues were uncovered. And so I also help people with addictions and root issues. And Janet's really, really good with helping people with root issues of why
people
might
be. Both you ladies are so completely awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
Janet,
thank you, Diana. You're awesome, too.
Yeah. And then we are writing a book called Embrace Your Power. And about, you know, embracing your power, not just being powerless like they say in 12-step programs, but whether it's your higher power, your self-esteem, and whatever it means to you. And we're in the process of developing the Zipper McKinley method because of my training and my experiences and her experiences and her training, and we put it together, and we love what you're doing because you're like another spoke in the wheel, so to speak.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. You know, you were talking about the counseling and everything, and I wanted to mention, I did interview a lady who's since passed, a wonderful lady that I knew. She was a very sweet lady and like a second grandmother to my daughter, and she was an advocate in Florida for over 20 years in the Florida court system. And when I interviewed her, I asked her, you know, what would you say that was the most common in all the victims that you'd seen over a 20-year period? And she said, no sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that is at the, yeah, and I, so, you know, I wanted to point out, and we all know this, that the verbal can be just as detrimental to a victim as the physical and the sexual and just all of it. I mean, it's all abuse, right? It's all abuse.
Yeah.
I'd rather be punched by my first abuser, or I could punch him back, than to be verbally abused by somebody that I can't even say anything boundary with because they're so insane.
Right.
Hurt. And you know, the emotional abuse, it shows and cuts so deep, especially with energy empaths or people that are in tune with their feelings. The feeling body, you know, inside can be more painful than the physical broken legs or, you know, broken feet or the
Sexual. Now, I did want to point out, too, when I did some research, the Justice Department on a federal level, they have a program where, you may have heard of it, where they help victims that have been beat up and put in the hospital. They will help with the hospital bill, which is wonderful. But my experience with all of this is that they have more immediate needs.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. And education is awesome to get them trained for a job, but at the same time, the training doesn't pay the rent. That's where Armored Angels Inc. comes in. To help them, get back on their feet. So if they've got some free job training, that's great. And then if Armored Angels Inc. can help pay the rent, you know, for a whole month and pay up, you know, that gives them a little bit of break so they can save a little bit for that whole month. You know what I'm saying?
And then
or get the free training. And then, and then it's just, you know, a little less of a headache.
You know, what we've learned, and I through this experience of growth, is that we can reroute our neural pathways and not have to go back to that default system, you know, the way our neural pathways are in our brain, the default system of victim, and not just be survivor, but turn into a victor. And that's what Wonder Woman, a.k.a. Janet Zipper, has helped me do. And I'm still a work in progress. I mean, I'm not by no means perfect. I struggle with emotional issues, but I've learned how to reprogram myself, and that's been a great Janet's affirmation.
Right, and something I heard about
self-inquiry to get to the root of it and let it go, and it's free.
Yeah, and I can tell victims, too, to, you know, and I've been saying this here lately, is to concentrate on the solution, not the problem.
That's what I've
been saying.
You know, that's a way of, you know, moving through everything. Try to find, and that's what I was trying to do, trying to find a solution.
Well,
yes,
I love
no, this is great. Yes,
that's
definitely.
That's what I'm about, is getting out of the problem and into the solution. And I think it was Einstein that said you can't solve the problem at the level of the problem. And so that's what this whole show is about, getting into solutions. And we're offering solutions to people. So do you want to tell us your website and Janet, tell your how they can contact you, and I'll say how they can contact me, and then we'll go to the commercial break.
Sure. So go ahead, Diane, and tell everybody how they can get
hold of
you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're actually in the process of trying to do the website. There is a Facebook store we have. Everyone can find us on Facebook under Armored Angels, Inc. And I'm Armored Angel 1 on Instagram. And, you know, I mean, we're trying to build that website. I just now got all the products together. And I did want to also mention that all of my suppliers, or well, not all of them, but most of them, after talking to my suppliers, I've realized that, you know, they're survivors as well. So when people purchase the angel-themed products, meaning the jewelry and the shirts, and there's other stuff that'll be coming down the road that I'm designing, but, you know, they're helping out more than just the people getting grants. They're helping out all the people making the jewelry. It's all handmade and custom jewelry. So, yeah, I mean, it's all good, you know.
Oh, cool. That
it all kind
wonderful.
Of fell in together this way. So yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, so you're so beautiful inside and out. Thank you
Thank
so much.
You. You're
this
so sweet.
Diana. Her name is Diana Cherry. And Janet, do you want to call it her name? And then I'll
yes,
say where
and
you can
it's
read.
Diana. Sure. Diana spelled D-I-A-N-A Cherry, C-H-E. R-R-Y, and, you know, please go to her Facebook page, Armored Angels, Inc., and you said your Instagram was Armored Angel 1, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So please, you know, go to her web, her Facebook page and her Instagram page, and, you know, buy her jewelry, go see what she has to offer, and, you know, to help support these wonderful people who have gone through so much in their life. And thank you so much for listening in. And you can reach me on Facebook, Janet Zipper, and I'm also my professional Facebook page is Janet Zipper Coaching. My Instagram is strong_brave_powerful. And our Facebook page for our show is Coach. What?
Our public figure, we'd love people to start liking
I was just going to say that. Our public figure page is the coach and the counselor. So go ahead, Dr. Marielle.
Okay, so please like the coach and the counselor and Janet's pages. And I'm Dr. Marielle, M-A-R-Y-E-L, McKinley, M-C-K-I-N-L-E-Y. And you can Google me. You can find me on Facebook. But probably best through the coach and the counselor public figure page, and that would probably be the best way. But if you want to know more about me, you can go to my website, which is my name, drmariellemckinley.com. Okay, so time to close out the show. We're going to play a commercial, and then Janet will give her affirmation for the day. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Okay, here's the commercial.
Ladies.
Thank you, Diana.
The Gift of the Heart presents Andrew's Angels on the show you are listening to today. The Gift of the Heart is the proud sponsor of this show. Our mission, to donate a substantial portion of our net profits to children with cancer and families in need. While we understand the sadness of losing a loved one, organ donation can help save 8 lives. Our team, including Andrew's Angels on this show, embrace life, and together, we want to inspire emotion, humility, humanity, and faith. Go to agiftoftheheart.com. Remember, that's agiftoftheheart.com. Books available are African Sunrise, Turn Your Heart On, and The Actor's Handbook. Or simply hit the donate button. Go immediately to agiftoftheheart.com during the show and show your support today. For a special gift with your order, type in the code AndrewsAngels. agiftoftheheart.com. Go there now.
Wow, Janet, I just realized we have our third angel. because you're brunette.
Yes.
I have red hair, and she's blonde.
Oh my goodness! Oh my god! Oh, that's
yes.
so nice.
We had a blonde, really good friend that was going to do this with us, and so we made ourselves Andrew's Angels instead of Charlie's Angels, you know. And
yes.
nice.
This is, a, this is
our name. Look at the third angel with the blonde.
That
hair
is so nice.
I just realized that. Oh my
yeah,
god!
You know,
awesome.
I forgot to mention our GoFundMe page, ladies.
Oh, yes, mention it real quick because we got to close out.
Yeah.
Okay,
quick.
It is GoFundMe.com/Armored Angels Inc.
And I want,
Perfect. Okay.
Angels, I want to tell everybody that we are doing a Christmas Miracle and Angel special December 16th, Saturday. That will be 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That will be 3 o'clock L.A. time. That will be, I think, what, 4 o'clock Chicago time? And that will be 10 o'clock at night in the UK, starring Christina Howard, editor-in-chief of First Class Magazine. She'll be telling all of her angel and miracle stories live. Okay, Janet, your wonderful affirmation
yes.
for the day.
We're going to we're going to end with the affirmation. The affirmation today is, I have amazing potential. I can make good choices. I am never alone. I can do hard things. I am beautiful inside and out. I am of great worth. I know who I am. I believe in myself. I am capable of whatever I set my mind to.
Say it again.
Because
it's so good.
Okay. I have amazing potential. I can make good choices. I am never alone. I can do hard things. I am beautiful inside and out. I am of great worth. I know who I am. I believe in myself. I'm capable of whatever I set my mind to. So thank you, everyone,
nice.
For listening in. And thank you again, Diana. And we
thank
look forward
you.
To
thank
working
you for
with
having
you
me. It was an
and
honor.
Having you. Thank you. And we look forward to, you know, doing great things together. So thank you again. And
so
everyone
do I.
have
thank
a good
you.
Night.
God bless
Alrighty.
You.
Yeah,
bless
God bless
you.
Everyone, and have a great night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.